A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priest and all the people, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I will restore to this place all the vessels of the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." The prophet Jeremiah answered the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priest and all the people assembled in the house of the Lord and said, "Amen, thus may the Lord do. May he fulfill the things you have prophesied by bringing the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles back from Babylon to this place. But now, listen to what I'm about to state in your hearing, in the hearing of all the people. From of old, the prophets who were before you and me prophesied war, woe, and pestilence against many lands and mighty kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace is recognized as truly sent by the Lord only when his prophetic prediction is fulfilled." Thereupon, the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it and said in the presence of all the people, "Thus says the Lord, even so, within 2 years I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from off the neck of all the nations." At that, the prophet Jeremiah went away. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Go tell Hananiah this, thus says the Lord, by breaking a wooden yoke, you forge an iron yoke. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, a yoke of iron I will place on the necks of all these nations serving Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, even the beast of the field I give him." To the prophet Hananiah, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Hear this, Hananiah, the Lord has not seen you, and you have raised false confidence in this people. For this, says the Lord, I will dispatch you from the face of the earth. This very year you shall die, because you have preached rebellion against the Lord." That same year, in the seventh month, Hananiah the prophet died. The word of the Lord. Lord, teach me your statutes. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and favor me with your law. Take not the word of truth from my mouth, for in your ordinances is my hope. Let those turn to me who fear you and acknowledge your decrees. Let my heart be perfect in your statutes, that I be not put to shame. Sinners wait to destroy me, but I pay heed to your decrees. From your ordinances I turn not away, for you have instructed me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place. It is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for food. There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." They said to him, "Five loaves, two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. This year of 2020 certainly has been a challenging one. We've experienced, on the physical level, jeopardy to our health with COVID-19, jeopardy to our finances with the shutdown of businesses, and jeopardy for racial harmony with the horrible death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In the face of all this, could today's scriptural passages help us? First of all, in the prophet Jeremiah, we hear how the Israelite people experienced extraordinary adversity as they were carried off into exile in Babylon, lost their homeland, their city, their temple. And Hananiah, a false prophet, got up and predicted that this would all be totally reversed within a very short period of time. And Jeremiah had to get up and correct him. The gospel passage, which I was prepared to proclaim and preach on today, is a passage that described Jesus after the death of John the Baptist, going off to pray, then appearing on the water when his disciples found themselves in turbulent water and rowing against a powerful wind on the Sea of Galilee. And what were his words as they reacted to him with fear, seeing him as a ghost? "Do not fear, it is I. Do not be afraid." Should we not hear those words from Jesus ourselves in these times? Can we come to this Eucharist today? Can we approach the challenges that we do face in these difficult times, hearing those words of Jesus? "Why are you afraid? It is I. Do not fear."